A.
Always milder.
B.
Better tasting.
C.
Cooler smoking.
A, B, C.
Always buy Chesterfield. They satisfy.
Godfrey time. Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey with all the little Godfreys. Jeanette Davis, the Mariners, Archie Blyer and his orchestra, and Arthur's special guest, May Gaddy. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Godfrey.
Thank you, Tony Marvin. Hello, everybody. Well, today is the 8th of September. And on September the 8th in 1636, Harvard College was established. Pardon me, Harvard. That was 311 years ago, and Harvard has produced some savvy and ivy ever since. Ivy. It makes me think of Captain Leland P. Lovett. He's now admiral, I beg your pardon. He's an admiral now. He's the head of the naval mission in Rio Janeiro in Brazil. Once in describing me, he said, "That guy is such an old ruin, all you need is to grow some ivy on his head." And this, this is the 195th anniversary of absolutely nothing, too. Nothing happened 195 years ago today. The sun didn't even rise. That's right. It seems that on September the 2nd in 1752, the colonies switched over to the modern Gregorian calendar. To take up the slack, the day following September 2nd was designated September 14th. 2 weeks just dropped right out of our history. What a lost weekend that was, huh? And here's the gal that takes up the slack in our program, Jeanette Davis. Oh, she's got her hair down today, and I love it that way. I love to see Jeanette when her hair is down. Those beautiful red tresses. You know, Will Roland, our producer, once tried letting his hair down. Look at him. The porter spotted it on the floor, beat it with a broom, and swept it into a dustpan right away. Jeanette, that sort of thing will never bother you, honey. How about singing "It Had to Be You" for us?
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you. Even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, it had to be you.
Yeah. It had to be you, had to be you. I got a note from... I don't know who sent it, except they signed it Four Great Godfrey Fans. Says everything stops at our house for Arthur Godfrey time. We muzzle the baby and put out the cat. Tell Aunt Letitia to take off her hat. Give dear Grandpa a spicy book and take the telephone off the hook. For half an hour, we are at ease while Godfrey sells those ABCs. Well, now, that's very nice. I'm glad to hear about that. ABCs are an easy thing to sell, too. I hope. I'll get along much better with the sponsor if they're easy to sell. I don't know why in the world they wouldn't be. I'd never have tasted anything better in the smoking department. Chesterfield cigarettes, A, always milder, B, better tasting, C, cooler smoking. A balanced blend of the finest aromatic Turkish tobacco and the choicest of several American varieties, blended in the correct proportion to bring out the finer qualities of each tobacco. You can read that for yourself on the back of every pack of Chesterfields. I just did. Chesterfield cigarettes. Buy them by the carton, too, will you? You save yourself a lot of money. Jimmy Stewart said that he's been smoking Chesterfields for years and finds they completely satisfy. He's a wonderful fella. Did you hear him the day he was up here, did you? We had a great time. He got started after we got off the show, and it took so long. He's a wonderful fella. Today is the anniversary or something. No, it's Civil Air Patrol Night at Yankee Stadium. That's what it is. Civil Air Patrol Night at Yankee Stadium. They're going to put on some kind of a show up there tonight at Yankee Stadium on behalf of the Civil Air Patrol, which is an auxiliary, as you know, of the Army Air Forces. Headquarters Manhattan Cadet Training Squadron here in New York at 331 Madison Avenue. And I've been talking on the phone lately with the chief of the public relations section of the CAP, Lieutenant Elliot A. Witten, who I hope is here. Is that you over there, Lieutenant? Come on over here. I haven't had a chance to meet you, and I'd like to very much. Lieutenant Elliot A. Witten of the CAP, ladies and gentlemen. Come on up here, boy. Well, for heaven's sakes, Lieutenant, what in the world is that? That's a beautiful thing. Who's that for?
I'd like to present this to you, Mr. Godfrey, in recognition of your outstanding services in publicizing and popularizing military and civilian aviation. And this is presented on behalf of the Greater New York Cadet Training Group and the Westchester County Group of the New York Wing Civil Air Patrol.
Mr. Witten, I'm overwhelmed. That's a beautiful thing. Look at that. Well, I'll be doggone. That's awfully nice of you fellas to do that for the little bit of help I've been, if any. Doggone, I'm proud of that. Gee whiz. That's going right on the middle of the mantelpiece at home.
Well, we think you've done quite a job in publicizing aviation.
Do you really think I have? What, for instance?
In your talks about flying and just making people realize that flying can be such fun and can be so interesting.
By golly, anybody that doesn't know that just hasn't been in an airplane yet, have they? Tell me about this CAP. What kind of an outfit have you got here, anyhow? Who joins us? Who can belong? Can I?
Yes. Well, our training corps is mostly cadets. And the cadets are 15 to 18. The officers...
Oh, dear.
Oh, we have officers, too.
You have officers, too?
That's right. The officers are 18 to 65.
Oh, well... That lets me in right away. I'm only 19, as you see. Well, do you have any? Do you have to pay any dues? Do you?
No, no dues of any sort are required. The only expense is a few dollars for your uniform, and that's only incurred once.
You get to wear a uniform. Wow,
oh,
that's
sure.
Nice. But you have to buy that.
You have to buy.
I see. Do you have to sign up for any definite period?
No. You can quit at any time, both cadets and officers.
Where do you meet and when?
Well, meetings are held in schools, churches, and armories throughout the five boroughs and throughout all of Westchester, in addition to squadrons located in every city throughout the United States. Meetings are usually held in the evenings, one or two evenings a week, and on Saturdays and Sundays they go out to the airport.
I see. And what would I do now if I were a member of CAP? What would my job be?
Well, cadets, if you were a cadet, you'd be trained in navigation.
Wait a minute, put that away and have a Chesterfield here. Oh, you got
it.
Oh, it is a Chesterfield. By golly, he carries them in his case, too. That's a boy, Mr. Whitten. Now, tell me what I'm going to do now.
If you were a cadet, the cadets are trained in navigation, meteorology, theory of flight, radio code and theory, military drill, and tactics. They learn how an airplane flies, why it flies, and how it feels to fly in one. In addition, we have special activities such as parades, summer encampments, special tours, and the activities such as the one you just mentioned that comes on tonight, for example.
Tell me about that tonight. What's going to be done out
there? Well, tonight, part of the Greater New York and Westchester County Cadet Corps will hold a special review and drill ceremony before 50,000 people at Yankee Stadium. Then the cadets and officers will stay for the night game as guests of the management of the Yankee Stadium.
I see. You mean then that people can join this thing who don't know anything about flying?
That's right. We prefer cadets who don't know anything about flying because it's easier to start them off on the right foot. But the officers should know something about flying or about military. Should have a military background.
Uh-huh. Now, how would a CAP cadet learn to fly? Does he pay for that, or do you, or what?
Well, most of the squadrons have their own planes, and cadets are given periodic orientation flights in these. In addition, we arrange for special flights in Army planes through the various Army bases.
Oh, I see. Can girls join?
Yes. As a matter of fact, about 50% of the cadets are girls. About 30% of our officers and instructors are women.
That's very interesting.
I thought it would be.
Very interesting. Where do I go to look into this?
Well, both cadets and officers can join by writing to the Civil Air Patrol, 14 East 39th Street, New York City, if they live in any of the five boroughs, or by writing to Civil Air Patrol, 1 Park Avenue, New York City, if they live in any part of Westchester.
Uh-huh.
It's 14...
Are you in the Army when you're in the outfit?
No. The cadets take a modified Army oath of service, but they still have the privilege of resigning at any time for any reason. The Civil Air Patrol is under the Air Defense Command. It's considered the Army Training Corps.
During the war, you lads did a big job, I understand, patrolling up and down the coast out here.
That's right. In addition to submarine patrol, and we sunk about 12 subs with makeshift bomb racks strapped onto the bottom of a Piper Cub.
Devil you did.
Yeah. Certainly did.
Sank 12 subs with those Cubs, huh?
That's
right. Say, that's wonderful. I hadn't heard that before. To take a Cub out to sea hunting a sub, believe me, that takes a lot of men to do that. Flying by themselves, were they always two of you or what?
No, one man to a ship.
One man. He used that extra space for gas, I suppose, so he could stay out there. Auxiliary tanks and stuff? And bombs?
No, the single wing bomb or an undercarriage bomb.
Oh, I see. Do officers in the outfit serve full time?
No, as a matter of fact, it's merely a part-time venture on the officer's part. They don't get paid, and they have to make a living somehow. The officers, well, take myself, for example. I work as a publicist and press agent during the day.
I see.
And at night, I'm in public relations and civil affairs.
I see. I'd like very much to come down and talk to you boys about joining this thing.
Fine, maybe we can sign you up.
You can use an old battle axe like me, can you?
you certainly know you're flying. You certainly could use you.
Well, I know a little bit about it, and I got a Navy on. I'd be glad to place it at the disposal of the outfit.
Well, that is an offer.
Would you like to have that? Huh? Could we fool around with a thing like that?
We have one little beat-up old Luscombe.
See, that's a good ship, that Luscombe. I got a couple of hundred hours in one of those things. You boys like it?
Oh,
is it the 65 or the 85?
It's the 65.
65. Yeah, they're cute little ships. Very nice. Well, I sure would like to do that, you know. I'm going to come down and see you about it. And once again, may I try to express my appreciation for that beautiful trophy. Golly, that's much more than I deserve. Thank you ever so much, Lieutenant Whitten.
Thank you, Mr. Garland.
Probably the first time in history a fellow ever won anything by opening his mouth, huh? Well, I'm glad. If If it's done any good, I'm very happy about that. Got a letter from San Antonio, Texas. 422 East Mistletoe Street. What a nice place to live, huh? Says, dear Arthur, about all this fuss about the new longer skirts, just remember this. Long skirts are like prohibition. The joints are still there, but they're harder to spot. That's from Marvin Aliski. Aliski. Marvin, you are so right. You folks who are thinking about such a stupid move again, remember that, will you? I have a 5-year-old daughter, and I was looking at her night before last at home, thinking, gee whiz, if some people in this country have their way, I'll have to be watching that she doesn't go into those joints again when she's old enough. This I don't want. Was in too many of them myself. Hey, we got a little tune here somebody asked us to do again, an old-timer. Let me see if you remember this one, Arch. This is a very sad thing. No, be quiet now. Get in the right mood. You left me sad and lonely. Why did you leave me lonely? 'Cause here's a heart that's only for nobody but you. Isn't that touching? I'm burning like a flame, dear. I'll never be the same, dear. I'll always place the blame, dear, on nobody but you. Yes, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, clouding the sky of blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me. Believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to you? You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? I did my tears for you. Make everything hazy, clouding the sky of blue. How to rule. Were the friends who were near me to cheer me. Believe me, they knew. But you, you dog, were the kind that would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you.
You're driving me nuts.
You're driving me crazy.
Oh, oh.
What did I do?
Wa-pee-ba, wa-pee-ba.
To you.
Wa-pee-ba, wa-pee-ba. That's crazy.
It is indeed crazy. Hey, I got a problem here. Maybe you ladies can think of a solution. You know Olivia de Havilland, the screen star? She's making a new picture out in Hollywood, and in the part she's playing, she's supposed to look real sloppy, you know? Like, kind of like a feminine Cy Schaefer there. And one of the most important... I'm just kidding. He's always well-dressed. Trouble is, he leaves the potatoes in those sacks when he puts them on. One of the most important things is this. Her stockings are supposed to keep falling down in this role she plays, see? But here's the catch. Miss Devlin is different. Her stockings don't fall down. They keep going up all the time. According to the New York World Telegram, Mr. Haviland says, I'm the only girl in America whose stockings keep working up. I have to spend my time pulling them down. I wonder if she's ever tried stockings with feet in them. I heard a... There must be... There's some mistake, you know. Girdles, I know that happens because I see you girls going around like this all the time. I had a girl was a puller down. Oh, she was wonderful. My socks were always down. I pulled them up. She pulled her girdle down. We went around all day pulling and yanking and pulling and yanking. Oh, we had a grand time in those days. I have a letter that says, Dear Mr. Godfrey, you talk about women so much, I wonder if you really know what you should know about them. The answer to that is no. So that you may speak more intelligently on the subject, I'm sending you a clipping from the Fired at Random column in the Grand Rapids Press. I don't smoke cigarettes, but my husband and son do, and they buy them by the carton, but I don't know how much they save. Here's a little advertising for your Chesterfield program. I was in a little store at the lake a mile and a half from town a few years ago when a young man came in and asked for Chesterfield. The lady told him she was all sold out, but she had several other kinds, and he said, no thanks, and he walked out. Afterwards, she said, that's the way it is. If they ask for any other brand, I can talk them into taking some other kind, but not Chesterfield's. They will walk into town rather than take any other brand. Of course, I don't know what the difference is because I don't smoke and they all look alike, but they must have something. Sincerely, Mrs. Leon Benedict of Delton, Michigan. Honey, child, you must try one sometime and see. They do have something. They have plenty. They have everything. What is this? Oh, yeah, The Chemical Analysis of Woman by Dr. Gideon Bloodgood. Chemical symbol for a woman, W-O-E. Oh, woe is me. Atomic weight in a neighborhood of 120 pounds. The liars. Occurrence can be found wherever man exists. Seldom occurs in free or natural state. Physical properties, all colors and sizes, always appears in disguised conditions. Boils at nothing and may freeze at any moment. Melts when properly heated, very bitter if not used correctly. Chemical properties, extremely active, has great affinity for gold, silver, platinum, and precious stones of any sort. Able to absorb expensive food at any time. Undissolved by liquids. Sometimes yields to pressure. Turns green when placed next to a better-looking sample. Ages rapidly. Oh, no. The fresh variety has greater attractions. Highly dangerous and explosive in inexperienced hands. Yes. We got a gal here who won the Talent Scout show for Lipton Tea a week ago tonight. Her name is May Gaddy, and I want you to listen to her singing now the old-timer by the waters of Minnetonka. Divine, may, Gaddy. You have a beautiful voice. Good luck to you. And now for Chesterfield, the Mariners. The Mariners have got a thing called Vive l'Amour. Dorothy?
Let every good fellow not join in a song. Vive la compagnie. Success to each other and pass it along. Vive la compagnie. Vive la, vive la, vive l'amour. Vive la, vive la, vive l'amour. Vive l'amour. Vive l'amour. Vive la compagnie.
A friend on the left and a friend on the right.
Vive la compagnie.
In willing endeavor our hands we unite.
Vive la compagnie. Vive la, vive la, vive l'amour. Vive la, vive la, vive l'amour. Vive l'amour. Vive l'amour. Vive la compagnie.
Should time or occasion compel us to part,
vive la compagnie.
These days shall forever enliven the heart.
Vive la compagnie. Vive la, vive la, vive l'amour. Vive la, vive la, vive l'amour. Vive l'amour. Vive l'amour. Vive la compagnie.
Fond memories surround us of days long gone by. Vive la
good fellowship and good company when there's a pack of Chesterfields passed around. Remember your ABCs. A, always milder. B, better tasting. C, cooler smoking Chesterfields. They satisfy. I want to say thanks again to Lieutenant Elliot A. Witten of the Civil Air Patrol for this beautiful trophy, and good luck to the outfit. I just found out how to tell the front from the back in a new Studebaker. You pat it in the middle and see which end wiggles. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.